Please know that you are so loved, and you are not just a human being. You are a powerful spirit. You are immortal consciousness.
Hello and welcome to the Daily Helping with Dr. Richard Schuster. Food for the brain, knowledge from the experts, tools to win at life. I'm your host, Dr. Richard. Whoever you are, wherever you're from, and whatever you do, this is the show that is going to help you become the best version of yourself. Each episode, you will hear from some of the most amazing, talented, and successful people on the planet who followed their passions and strive to help others. Join our movement to get 1 million people each day to commit acts of kindness for others. Together, we're going to make the world a better place. Are you ready? Because it's time for your Daily Helping. Thanks for tuning into this episode of the Daily Helping Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Richard, and our guest today is a rock star, literally a rock star. Her name is Michelle Blood, and she was a successful songwriter and rock singer in Australia until a near-fatal car accident changed her life. Sounds very familiar for those who have listened to this show for a long time. I'm going to intentionally skip over the next part of her story because it's amazing, and I want her to tell it to all of us in her own words. But her products, seminars, and events have been held in over 26 countries. She's co-written over 80 books, CDs, audio programs, TV shows, and video. She's been in hundreds of podcasts, radio, and TV shows herself. And she has also shared the stage and worked with luminaries such as Bob Proctor, Dr. Deepak Chopra, Dr. Wayne Dyer, Jack Canfield, and many other transformational authors or teachers. Her latest book, The Magic of Affirmation Power, and her latest album, Create Miracles, Positive Affirmation Songs to Harmonize Your Mind and Life, are available everywhere. This is going to be awesome. Michelle, welcome to the Daily Helping. It is fantastic to have you with us today.
Thank you, Dr. Richard. Lovely to be here.
I'm excited. So I want to just jump right in because there's so many things we can talk about. You know, we talked a little bit before. We both kind of had this kinship of shared near-death car accidents. So I want you to take us through that journey. Mine certainly changed my life. I know yours changed yours as well. So I'd love for you to share with the audience what happened and then take us through the transformation that came next.
Okay. Well, I had worked as a professional singer since the age of 5. I was on TV singing on a kids program since the age of 5. And after many, many years of being in getting a lot of different bands together, and I finally got a brilliant lineup, and we were together for years, and we got great record label, did rock videos, and toured at one stage for 7 years nonstop, and worked with, you know, touring with the Pretenders and all these great bands from America, Georgia Satellites, and we had our own big, you know, events, rock concerts as well. And we were doing a gig in Brisbane, and Brisbane is a long way from Sydney, and we had to go back to Sydney and do a gig there. And someone always drove with the truck driver, because in those days we didn't have Google. You couldn't check out reviews or anything. So we wanted to make sure all our expensive, huge equipment, speakers and everything, got there. So this time it was my turn. It shouldn't have been my turn because I'm the singer and I really needed to rest my voice. But anyway, it was my turn. I got the short straw. And he got all the way from, we just finished a gig. We had to get the truck put, you know, and he fell asleep just as we reached Sydney at the wheel. And as a passenger, all the instruments and everything went into me. It just, you know, there's like a truck. The way this particular truck was, it didn't have the barrier that a normal big truck has. I don't know why. So, but anyway, went into me. So the injuries were extensive. I mean, unbelievable amount of broken bones and shattered bones in all my organs. And, you know, it's amazing I survived it. And it's just so fascinating that that took me on a whole new trajectory to be doing what I do now. And I still write songs and sing and all that sort of thing. But now, instead of writing about, one of my songs was called Mere Dust Without You, Baby. instead of writing any sort of negative stuff. Everything I do now is positive because music has an amazing effect on people's psychic, as you would know, psyche, I mean, being a psychiatrist yourself, a psychologist. So that's the beginning of my journey, was being in that truck accident.
And I don't want to make light of it, but the crushed by musical instruments is pretty unusual. So talk to us about the recovery, right? You get, you know, like how bad were you? Like, were you, you know, were you on the edge there for where it could have gone either way for a little bit? Like, talk to us about what that looked like.
Many, many times. Because, you know, long operations, one of them was nearly 19 hours. Thank God, those doctors, how do they do it? Being in the operating theater for that long. And then having to be in traction to get ready for the next operation and then the next operation. So it was horrific. And I would just pass out every few minutes from the pain. So people say, well, you depressed? And I cannot remember being depressed. All I can remember, when you're in that much physical pain, as you will relate to, you don't actually feel anything except the pain and want that to go away. But what happened to me was, after all the operations, and I'd been in the hospital for a few months by this stage, I was then able to actually feel depressed, but I couldn't move. So people were putting on audiobooks from a cassette, and kids listening, if you don't know what that is, Google it.
Cassettes are a real thing for sure. So what kind of things did they, what were you listening to? What were the audio books?
Oh, they were giving me books from, I don't know, some of them I would just say, turn it off, turn it off, turn it off, because it wasn't anything I related to. Motivational stuff and some sort of positive thinking people who I'd never heard of, until somebody put on Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. Now, I don't know why they thought that would be good. My auntie Jan actually is a psychiatrist. She thought it would be good for me to listen to these type of transformational authors. And but I didn't want to, and I didn't want to be rude, so I'd always wait till she'd left, and I'd say to a nurse, turn it off. But this one, I didn't care about the book Think and Grow Rich, because it's about male entrepreneurs in America in the 1920s. Why would I care about them being a young female Australian rock singer? But the one chapter, Dr. Richard, that got to me was when he said he would go into his little infant son's room every night, who was born completely deaf, and do this auto-suggestion, these affirmations, and he would speak to him as the little boy was sleeping, and he would say, you hear perfectly, you grow up to be a masterful, beautiful person and wealthy and healthy. And in 3.5 years, the little boy had 30% of his hearing. He went on to become a multimillionaire in the hearing aid industry, Napoleon Hill's son. But you know when you hear something you've never heard before, and you just know in the marrow of your bones that what you've just heard is true, you just know. So I just knew that what he just said was true, and so I was going to create my own affirmations. And I did. I am healed. I know I am. I love myself. I am my friend. I said it over and over and over again. Couldn't write it because I still couldn't move. But it didn't work because my doubting mind, and you know that this is true and they've proven it now, your short-term memory, your doubting mind, if your doubting mind is seeing and feeling the opposite of what you're saying, it will just be spat out. It won't go into the treasury of your subconscious mind. And so I just stopped doing it. But then a month later I had an epiphany. Hey, you've even written jingles for advertising agencies. You can't get a song out of your head. So I had people go out and look for affirmation music, but there wasn't any such thing. Just people speaking affirmations. Back in the 80s this was. And so I got my little cassette, my blank cassette, and I asked someone to press it on record, and I said, look, I'm just going to sing it. I am healed, I know I am. I love myself, I am my friend. I added a few more affirmation lyrics, and I would sing it over and over again. And that was the beginning. I listened to that nonstop and my attitude changed. I started feeling more hopeful. I started realizing, look, even if I can't walk again properly, I can still sing, I can still write songs. Maybe as I get older, I can write and produce songs for younger kids, you know. And that's how it started. Amazing.
So I love this for so many reasons, because you know, I've read Think and Grow Rich. I've read Napoleon Hill, but I don't remember that story, which is interesting. And it, you know, it's funny what resonates with one person that they need to hear a message at a particular point in time in their life. And that was the thing that clicked for you. So really quickly, because I don't want to spend the whole time talking about the hospital stuff, but once you started listening to that repeatedly and singing those messages, or rather hearing yourself sing those messages on tape, how quickly did your physical healing accelerate?
Well, it accelerated much faster because I was determined. I sort of had looked back at my life and realized I'd used my willpower to get the drummer I wanted, to get the guitarist, to manage the band, to get the record label, all the things I'd done through sheer, that's going to happen. I was always like that. This is going to happen for me. And I always managed to do whatever I said I would set out to do. So I knew I'd been doing it at an unconscious level my entire life, never saying I can't do something, always saying I can, which is one of my favorite songs I've written called You Can Do It. But anyway, after I got out of the hospital, so we'll miss all that bit, I was told to do all this therapy and all this stuff, and I just went, nope, I don't need it. I'm not going to. I was offered an insurance, a pretty big insurance claim, but I had to go to doctors and for them to really think I was really bad. And I said, no, I'd rather not have the money. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to go to doctors and to get a lot of money, say I'm really bad and I've got a bad limp or whatever it was. So because of my healing, the media started interviewing me about my miraculous healing. And at this time, I was in the studio, just in a little 8-track studio, not like our normal 48-track studios that the band were in, writing all these affirmations songs with different themes about being a magnet to money, being successful, healed, being I am love, all those different things. And so then promoters started coming and they said, we want you to sing in between, get it? Michelle, listen to this, Dr. Deepak Chopra, Dr. Wayne Dyer, Bob Proctor. And I went, I don't know who they are. So I started touring with them just to get extra money. I just thought it would be fun. And they got me to make CDs of my affirmation music, which just kept selling out. And I had no intention originally, Dr. Richard, of selling, because it's just an 8-track little pop songs, you know. But
I'm putting a timetable to this now because we've gone from cassettes to CDs now. So we're in the 90s now, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I sold cassettes. It wasn't CDs, but we turned them into CDs in 1990. Right. Yeah. But they were actually cassettes. Yeah. I just forgot for a minute. But anyway, so then when I worked with Bob Proctor, him and his wife in Sydney said he didn't want me to be there. And they said, no, she's really great with the crowd and people know who she is. And he said, okay, because, you know, you're paying me to do it. I guess I'll have to. And he said to me after the first half in the green room, he said, I did not want you singing at my event. And I went, good on you, mate. Nice to meet you too, Bob. And he said, but I love it. I want you to work with me all over the world. And I did for 7 years straight. I ran his business from Asia. I got his book to be a bestseller. So many things that we created, books and events. And I still was doing rock songs, but positive this time and without my band anymore because I was living in Asia. And I ended up working all over the world. And my biggest audience was 50,000 people. So I was very successful. But I went off that success train through the next section of my story to millions upon millions of people had been buying my stuff by then. It was insane. And then I just decided I want to find this heart glow that I have. I want to find out what it is, because as I was doing it, having all the success and, you know, singing and speaking to people from big gigs all over, you know, big seminars and gigs, my oscillation, my frequency was going so fast that I was in this vibratory state all the time of high energy and love for everyone. And it was just incredible. And Bob said to me one day, he said, I said, I've got to do something else. I've got this heart glow and I've got to find out what it is. And he said, you need to find an enlightened teacher. That's what you need to do. You want to find God within yourself. He said, I had an enlightened teacher for 3 years, and then he left the body. But he said, and I said, do you know? And he said, no. He said, if I knew any, he said, I'd be going to them myself. He said, but they're very hard to find. And so I searched for 14 years and finally found an American enlightened teacher.
Imagine that.
And I'd been going, I went to Japan 23 times looking whenever I heard word on the street that this Zen guy is, you know, I went everywhere looking. And maybe a couple of them were, but they didn't speak English. And the Asian men just say, oh, it looks like you do have a lot of love for God, but you're a woman, so sorry, you won't be able to. You, it's only for men, really, enlightenment. So I studied with this woman for 10 years. I went off the grid. I went off all social media. And it was just incredible, absolutely incredible for all those years. And until I finally came awakened myself, I'd meditate 7-8 hours a day, travel to wherever she said we were going to go next. It was just, it's the most incredible journey. And then when she stopped teaching, I took over and started teaching. And now I've been teaching for 15 years. And I have students from all over the world, teaching them meditation practice, visualization, got apps. We've got all the most modern equipment and tools for everybody to learn anything that they would like to learn. And so my journey has been absolutely ridiculously amazing. But one thing that I did do before I met her, I'd moved to America. And I wanted to move to America. Bob said, why? No one knows you there. And I'm in Canada. I said, I want to start from scratch. I want to prove to myself, I want to do it, not for ego, not for money, not for anything else, because I was doing pretty well. I want to do it just to prove to myself that I can start from scratch and handle people not knowing who I am. And that's what I did. I traveled, I did the learning annex, I did little gigs here and there at different metaphysical churches, and Michael Beckwith, I got to work with him, and then Jack Canfield, worked with him, and all, and Og Mandino, I worked with him. I met all these amazing people through Bob, though. Bob introduced me to all these people, not Michael Beckwith. I did that on my own, but it was just incredible. It was like the eternal light, whatever you choose to call God or your higher self. I was just in that oscillation where I would just attract the most amazing people and work with them, do gigs with them and at their events and everything. And that's how it all happened. It's just incredible, because I know you know what I'm talking about, because when you feel that heart glow, you want to search for what's already in here, and you don't realize that. And meeting someone who actually knew God, who was awake, was the most incredible blessing of my life. Her name is Kundalini. I always say, thank you, God, for Kundalini.
You know, it's a remarkable story. And one of the things I was thinking about as you were telling me all the people you worked with is most people don't get to pick the brains of people like that. We're privileged to be able to do so. But what were some of the things, let me ask that differently. When comparing all of these people that you've been on stage with and have spent time with, what are some of the common threads that you see among them that they all do, that they all practice, that they all believe in, which has helped them achieve success across the board in their lives?
I think they're all different. Like when I work in a rock band, we've all got one main goal: have number one hits, get huge audiences, just entertain the best we can, be the best we can. And I guess with all these different people I work with, I still prefer entertainers to motivational speakers, because we all understand each other no matter what country I go to. And like Chrissy Hynde from The Pretenders, I just adored her, and we would talk for hours and about the different things we've been through and done. I love entertainers because we have to, especially female entertainers, we have to go through so much crap to put up with in the male entertainment industry to become successful and, you know, to do what you do when you manage your own band. It's incredible. They're totally different types of people. I never really had any big synergy. The only two people I had synergy with as far as motivational speakers, I loved all of them. I loved all of them. But I think my favourites were definitely Bob Proctor, because we worked together, you know, but also Stuart Wilde. He's left the body now, but it's a British guy, and he's so irreverent and so funny. And I was friends with him until he died a few years ago. He was one of my favourites as well, because I like people that were irreverent. And because some people on stage, I've noticed over the years with the people I've met, aren't congruent with who they are on stage in real life. So I didn't get along that better. I thought guys in rock bands are much more gentlemen than some of the motivational blokes. So you would think I would just pick their brains and blow. Oh, Jack Canfield, adore Jack Canfield. And Mark Victor Hansen's a really nice bloke too. The biggest ones are the nicest ones. That's what I've noticed. I'm sorry if that disappoints you.
No, it doesn't. And, you know, Jack and Mark Victor Hansen, these are guys that I've had on my show as well. And I just enjoyed those conversations so much because they were down to earth. There are some names, very well-known people, that I have opted not to have on the show because they have a reputation for being demeaning and really not caring about helping people unless you buy thousands of dollars worth of their stuff, right?
I know. And I just say to people, it's like, if you're thinking about selling your car or mortgaging your house to go to an event, you don't want that person to teach you, trust me, because they don't care about you.
Hey guys, Dr. Richard here. For the past 7 years, I've been privileged to bring you incredible guests who are changing the world and can help you become the best version of yourself. I'm really excited to share with you a new quiz that I created based on my clinical training that will curate for you a custom list of my top episodes and actionable strategies to help you wherever you are on your journey. All you need to do is go to drrichardschuster.com to take it, and it's 100% free. You'll be taking the next step on the journey to unlocking the power of you, and I can't wait to see where you'll go. Let's shift gears a little bit, because now you are, as you said, you're helping people all over the world, and you found your sweet spot. So somebody is listening to this today. Life's not going the way they want. Their job isn't working out. Their finances aren't where they are. Maybe they're wanting to be in a relationship, or their relationship is, they don't see it as a long-term thing. Let's do Michelle Blood 101 here. Let's talk about, what are the starting points? What are some things people can do to reclaim, not authenticity, but authority in their lives?
Oh, very good question. And it's quite interesting, because I say this a lot, and people, until they do it, they don't realize how, you know, I can talk about my affirmation power songs. Yeah, listen to them. I've got plenty of apps, the Magnet to Money app, notifications, affirmations on it, free apps. I've got all this stuff you can have for free. But one of the things you can do for yourself straight away is clear out the clutter in your environment. I mean, seriously. Make sure that you're, because what you look at, you know, makes a huge difference to the way you feel about yourself. So declutter your wardrobe, the trunk of your car, as you say in America, we call it the boot. I don't know why. The trunk of your car. I mean, just Kaizen it all. Make sure it's all neat and tidy. Get rid of cobwebs. Maybe you need a few new cushions or pillowcases. Don't leave dishes in the sink. Always make your bed. I mean, your environment makes a difference to the way you feel. You know those drawers you've got. You know, guys, the drawers you like. Clean them out too. It is incredible. incredible how big a difference it makes. And stop complaining. Stop complaining. Go for 28 days with no complaining. And if you find yourself complaining, as long as you can be mindful enough to stop that complaint halfway through, it's incredibly difficult. But if you can do it for 28 days straight, your life will change, because the only reason you're complaining is because you don't want to look at what you're afraid of. You've got to stop and say, what am I afraid of? Am I afraid of losing something that I've got? Am I afraid of not getting something that I want? And if you can start looking within and release those fears and the shadow side, people never want to look at the shadow side of circumstances. They'd rather blame the government, their neighbors, the relationship. Because if you can start doing things like that, you'll find you're less judgmental of others. You'll find you're more compassionate, and you'll have more love in your heart, and you'll attract really wonderful people and situations that have always been there, but you couldn't see them.
It's interesting. The making of the bed is something I read about in a book maybe 10 years ago, and the author is eluding me, but it was really done under the context of habit formation, right? Like if you make a bed every day, second you get out of bed, it's a habit, and you're starting the day with a foundation of a regimented thing. But you're really talking about it in a different way. You're talking about more kind of energetically, right? The decluttering of your space. Don't be looking at things you don't want to look at that are negative. Just be clearly focused on what you want to do. That's a different spin completely.
Well, it really does change your consciousness. It's super important. With my students, I always say to them, once a month, do a spring cleaning, not once a year. And you'll feel great. You'll feel really, really good. And don't put off, I can do that later. Do it now. You've only got this moment. Do it now. You don't want things to build up. You've got to get all this done and that done. That just stresses you out. Once you can begin to live in the moment, not even in the now, because there is no time, but if you can get rid of even thinking about time and you live in a continuous moment, you're never stressed. But meditation does that for you. Meditation will release time from your consciousness, and time is what stresses people out. And it's an illusion. It's man-made so that we could work out when to bring the sheep to market. I'll swap this sheep for some of your corn. All these things that we've, you know, gosh, you don't even need.
Well, we're dangerously on the edge of a precipice of going into quantum science here, because you know, quantum science has proven that time is nonlinear, exactly, which is a concept that blows most people's mind, right? So it is, you know, the 8-hour workday, these are things that we've kind of invented, but these are great starting points. So, all right, so the audience is committing now to doing their monthly spring cleanings, getting rid of cobwebs, putting new couch cushions on, you know, the couch or whatever we're doing to declutter our space, make it good, make it feel good. Meditation is something that you mentioned is important. And a lot of people talk about meditation as kind of a founding focal point in their wellness. So now let's talk about the next steps. What then, if we've graduated, we've cleaned our space, and you really want to help person find that magic inside of them? You called it a heart glow, but I think, you know, that's an important thing, because if we find out what makes us special, if we find that thing that lights up our soul, then every day is fun. Because, and if we can turn that into something we make money at, now it's, you've really kind of cracked the code, because every day will be rewarding and fulfilling. But I think let's start with that heart glow, as you put it. So what are some steps people can take to really dial into what it is that they're uniquely able to do on this planet?
Well, it's challenging for anyone to, you know, people think their purpose in life is to do something that makes them happy. No, do something that makes other people happy, and then you'll be happy. Make other people happy, you'll be successful. But my heart glow was, my heart chakra had been partially activated, and that's why I felt that heart glow, because once you're enlightened, everything's activated. and you feel waves of bliss all the time. And time literally is removed from your consciousness. And that is the most incredible thing, because then you have no fear at all. It's incredible. Meditation practice. Find yourself an enlightened teacher, myself or someone who can transmit light to you so that you don't have to find it challenging to meditate on your own. They're meditating you at the beginning.
Tell me what that means. Talk to us about that.
Okay. Shakti, Kundalini energy, at the bottom of the spine. When a teacher is fully awakened, they have this, they're like a, but it's on all the time. And they're a conduit for that divine energy, which is what creates everything, which is what is oscillating in this universe, which is creating all these different world planes and everything that we see, created our images of our body, what we see, what we feel. And it's like tiny little bubbles of energy, like scrubbing things clean. It's incredible. And we have this beautiful kundalini at the base of the spine. And along it, there's an ethereal tube called the Shushumna. And along that Shushumna, where the chakras are, but nobody's chakras are activated until you begin to meditate. Unless you've been enlightened or meditated a lot in a past life and you bring that back into your life this time. And so when the teacher transmits light, it's just going straight into that person's, what I call their diamond, their higher self. And most people can't feel their intuition or see what's going to happen or attract what they want because it's coated with emotions and past habits, and they can't seem to get out of that rabbit hole of a certain habit or feeling depressed or having the same boyfriend or girlfriend, but they're all terrible, but different names, same job, different city, same effect, because this is coated. And so when that light is being transmitted, it starts dissolving or popping all those negative emotions that are tying you into the past. You think of something and it reminds you of something. Now, that can be a positive thing if it's a positive thing that it reminds you of, but mainly it's not when it's an emotional, you almost feel inflicted with that particular thing repeating. So when that light is transmitted, people start to feel, all my students, I've got students that are doctors, celebrities, lots of different people, but it's some of them don't even speak English, but they feel it. So as I transmit that light, they feel the tingling and the waves coming through their brain and through their head, and their eyes start tearing up and they don't know what it is because it's such a high frequency that it is doing it for them, helping recalibrate their consciousness, and it takes away layers upon layers that would take many multiple years to do on your own. Now, I meditated and did positive affirmations and all these things for years before I met my teacher. But the minute I met her, I could feel my eyes tear up. I could feel tingling at the top of my head. I felt like I was high, and I didn't take drugs, that's for sure, or drink. And so I was like, what is this? And I remember she said to me, and she just met me, you're a little out of it, so I'm just going to give you some advice. And I said, yeah, what is it? She said, get in your car before you start driving. So I would say, you can just get some free stuff from me today, michelleblood.com/daily helping, michelleblood.com/daily helping. You're going to get The Magic of Affirmation Power, audiobooks, songs, affirmations, tons of stuff, 6 weeks mysticism course on video, or whatever you call it. You don't really call it a video when it's online, but whatever, streaming.
We'll call it streaming. And we'll link to all that in the show notes, and thank you for providing that for everybody listening to this. So a couple of things. One, I've met the only rock star who doesn't and didn't do drugs. So you said that. That's cool. Good for you. But in all seriousness, what I love these kind of discussions, because the left part of my brain, the clinical psychologist, is now going and saying, okay, where are there empirical comparisons, right? Because you dropped a lot of things that people might have said, oh, that's woo-woo or that's weird. So yeah, the concept of chakras, which I don't know if we've ever discussed on this show, thousands and thousands of years old. There's ancient Ayurvedic texts that talk about them and the transferring of light. So we actually have studied, not me and my friends, but we as science have studied energy healing, vibrational frequencies and the effect that it has on a lot of different things, things like water, all the way up to the human brain and plants and other things. So these things you're talking about, transference of energy, energy centers within the body, these are things that while they sound to those that aren't really in this space, you know, kind of out there, we actually have pretty good data now that suggests that a lot of these ancient concepts actually have root in science, which is really, really cool. And I love that you've taken a lot of them and have been able to translate them into songs and apps and things that people can use. Because I also think, too, like a lot of the challenges that people have it overcoming obstacles just has to do with just simply their perception. So somebody may hearing about transferring of light or meditation may not resonate with them, but prayer might. And we know that prayer physiologically has the same effect on the brain and the body as meditation, right? It's the same parts of us that are lighting up. So what you've done is taken something that's very complex that science is just really beginning to understand, although the ancients understood it pretty well thousands of years ago, and you've translated it into something that's accessible for everybody. And I love that. I think that is fantastic. You've done it with humility, which I love even more. So kudos to you, Michelle. My goodness, our time together has just absolutely flown by. And I knew it would be fun. And I knew it would be this way. But as you know, I wrap up every episode by asking my guest a single question. That is, what is your biggest helping, that one most important takeaway you'd like somebody to walk away with after hearing our conversation today?
Please know that you are so loved, and you are not just a human being. You are a powerful spirit. You are immortal consciousness. And God, whatever you choose to call God, literally wants you to have everything that will give you happiness. Because once you have that happiness, you start to have more compassion for others, and you don't want to see suffering. You don't have to suffer. You're never alone. You've come to Dr. Richard because he is a soul who cares and knows that about you. So know that you may, if you ever feel alone, know that you are not. You are never, ever alone, and you are loved.
Beautifully said. Beautifully said. Michelle, give us that URL one more time where people can jump into some of your fun stuff.
Well, for the freebies, MICHELEBLOOD. No, Blood isn't a punk rock name. It's my father's. It's Irish. MichelleBlood.com/daily helping. And you can get lots of things there for free. The audiobook, Affirmation Power, I think the reason I wanted your audience to have that is because it covers, like me, simple, KISS, keep it simple and spiritual. It covers what affirmations are and visualization and meditation and some of my experiences way back when that you can relate to so that you don't have to think it's too woo-woo.
Outstanding. And for those of you in the car or at the gym, we got you covered. Everything Michelle Blood, including that link she talked about, is going to be in the show notes at drrichardschuster.com. Michelle, as I said, I loved our time together. I knew that I would. Thank you so much for spending time with us. It was really awesome.
Thank you, Richard.
Dr. Absolutely. Richard. And to each and every one of you who took time out of your day to listen to this, if you're inspired, if you're going to go hop on that link, download some affirmations, and dig in to make your life better, go give us a follow and a 5-star review on your podcast app of choice, because that is what helps other people find the show. But most importantly, go out there today and do something nice for somebody else, even if you don't know who they are, and post it in your social feeds using the hashtag MyDailyHelping, because the happiest people are those that help others.